With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A stunning story from Capitol Hill tonight as Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia says she's resigning from Congress. More from Bill Alexander.
Representative Greene, in a more than 10-minute video posted online, explained her decision and said she's always been despised in Washington, D.C., and just never fit in. Greene's resignation followed a public fallout with President Trump in recent months, as the congresswoman criticized him for his stance on files related to Jeffrey Epstein, along with foreign policy and health care. Donald Trump branded her a traitor and wacky and said he would endorse a challenger against her when she ran for re-election next year. Greene says her last day will be January 5th. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump has met with New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani at the White House. Mamdani says they discussed ways of working together despite past differences.
What I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers.
While President Trump responded by saying,
"The better he does, the happier I am, I will say. There's no difference in party. There's no difference in anything. And we're going to be helping him to make everybody's dream come true, having a strong and very safe New York."
The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court ruling that found Texas' 2026 congressional redistricting plan likely discriminates on the basis of race. The order signed earlier today by Justice Samuel Alito will remain in place at least for the next few days while the court considers whether to allow the new map favorable to Republicans to be used in the midterm elections. More swings hit Wall Street, except it finished higher this time after bobbing up and down. The S&P 500 took off and rallied nearly 2% before finishing with a gain of 1%. The Dow climbed 1.1%. The NASDAQ rose 0.9%. This is SRN News. A new poll reveals that the more things change, the more they stay the same.
It comes from the Pew Research Center and finds that, as you might have suspected, the South is the most religious region in the country, by a lot. 26% of people who describe themselves as Christians in this country live in the southeastern part of the U.S. Only 10% of such people live in the Northeast, 13% in the Midwest, and 13% in the Far West. The poll also reports that of the Christians who live in the South, most are Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
Feminists claim that Christianity keeps women down, but that assertion flies in the face of the current situation in this country. Outspoken women within the ranks of conservative evangelicalism are engaging in ongoing political and social debates. In a Dallas suburb, more than 6,500 conservative Christian women attended an October conference organized by commentator Ali Beth Stuckey. Ahead of the conference, she evoked that the assassination of Charlie Kirk had led to messages sending the wrong way. Brazil is cheering President Trump's decision to cut back tariffs on imported coffee. More on this story from Bob Agnew.
On Thursday, the president lifted the 40% tariffs on goods like coffee, fruit, and beef to lower consumer costs. Now Brazil's vice president, who also serves as the country's trade minister, says it marks significant progress. Brazil's coffee exporters council celebrated the move, calling it an historic victory. Brazil remains a key supplier of beef and coffee to the United States. Bob Agnew reporting.
The government has released a new crash test dummy design that advocates belief will make cars safer for women. The Department of Transportation says it will consider using the dummy in the government's five-star safety ratings once a final rule is adopted. Research has proven that women are 73% more likely than men to be injured in a head-on crash. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.